Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host of Smart Money Moves. And our topic today is AI Marketing Magic, Empowering Women in Business. And our special guest today is Ms. Tiffany Girard with Amazing Business Solutions. Good afternoon, Tiffany. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kimberly. Thank you. Welcome for having me here.
Good. Thank you. I'm so glad you decided to be my guest today. This is really an exciting topic. Now, as I mentioned, our topic for today is AI Marketing Magic, Empowering Women in Business. Now, before we discuss our topic, first tell us about yourself, about your business, what you do, and how you got started.
Okay. Hi. Once again, my name is Tiffany Girard. I am located here in Los Angeles, California. The name of my business is Amazing Business Solutions, and I am a certified artificial intelligence consultant. I've been in the AI business for approximately 2 years. However, I've always been a techie. What I found about my business and what my passion is, I like to empower small business owners and entrepreneurs by showing them how to integrate AI into their business practices in order to streamline their operations.
Okay. So how long have you been doing that?
So I've been doing this approximately 2 years. I also currently I teach introduction and advanced classes on artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very active in the community to show the community how AI is changing the whole landscape, how educators can use AI into their daily lives, how it's just really, really changing how small businesses and how we can operate.
Okay, great. Well, actually, on this call, we have a number of small business owners that listen. And so can you share how AI is making a difference for small businesses in today's digital age?
Oh, my goodness, Ms. Kimberly. So when it comes to AI, I know we hear about it a lot, but large businesses and corporations have always been using artificial intelligence. But now it's really available for the small business because we can automate our routine tasks. So normal tasks that we would do on a daily basis, emails, responding to letters, all of those routine tasks can now be automated using AI. Mm-hmm. Not only that, businesses can now kind of pinpoint where their money is being spent, what their customer life. So we kind of call it like predictive analysis. You can actually do that with AI, and you can improve your customers. So when you know what your customers like, you can kind of target to them. You can make decisions that your customers will more likely buy. So using AI, it can do all of those things.
Okay, great. Now, what are some common misconceptions about AI marketing that you'd like to clarify for our audience?
I really want to stress that artificial intelligence, it is not only for large corporations with big budgets. Actually, there are so many AI tools. As a matter of fact, as of March, there were about 14,000 different AI tools that are available for small businesses and entrepreneurs that they can actually use to help them in whatever task that they need. Another misconception is that AI is going to replace human, the marketing, the press release person. However, AI is only a tool. So it is being, you use it to enhance what you already have. So you use it to increase your content. You use it to kind of give you some more push when it comes to social media or whatever you're going to utilize AI for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the fear.
That is something that I've heard, that a lot of people do have a fear that somehow machines are going to take over the world. And I think there have even been movies out there about, you know, robots taking over. And I know that is a fear that people have. But you're saying it's basically just a tool. It's not going to take over the world, right? It's a way you can use for marketing, for different things in our business, correct?
Yes, most definitely. When I teach and I talk about utilizing AI, it is definitely, especially for marketing, when it comes to being able to have to create blog posts, you can use ChatGPT or any other AI tool mm-hmm. to create you 30 days worth of blog posts. If you need to create an email campaign, utilize the AI tool to create you a call to action, an email campaign. I also teach grant writing with AI. This is an amazing tool in order to apply for grants as well. So when mm-hmm. I talk about utilizing this AI, you definitely want to utilize it as a tool to help you out in your business.
Okay, because I know I've kind of dabbled in it briefly. I know I do have ChatGPT on my phone, and I've, you know, asked it certain questions or kind of did some basic things with it, but I haven't delved right into it. And I did take your introductory course. You kind of did a basic introduction on AI, which I think is very good, but I know you have a lot of other courses that really help people in their business, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I do have upcoming course, as a matter of fact, AI tools for business. And in this particular class, I show entrepreneurs, small businesses, how to get their business up and running within 30 minutes using AI. We create landing pages, websites, presentations, everything that's a barrier that a small entrepreneur person would have. We mm-hmm. go through that in our AI for tools for business class.
Oh, that's great. I think I'll probably sign up for that. That sounds very interesting because there's some things that I'm doing. You know, what about someone like myself? I sell insurance. I also do real estate. How could that help me? What are some examples that you can give me with my business?
I always stress repetitive tasks. If there's one thing that I would tell a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you have a system in place, put that system on automation using AI tools. There mm-hmm. are tons of tools in which the routine tasks that we normally would take a lot of our time to do, AI can handle that. And once you have something that's in place that can handle those systems, you can focus on other things. It can allow you to, you know, go and search for another contract or, you know, focus your time on building another business. But I strongly suggest putting your repetitive tasks on automation. Customer service, if you deal with a lot of customers, chatbots, utilize those AI tools in order to have kind of like a personal assistant interacting with your customers through the use of chatbots. So, yeah, there are a lot of different things that you can do.
Okay, so in other words, let's say I want to send a newsletter or a letter out to my clients. I can use that to create the newsletter that will go out?
Everything that you just mentioned can be automated. You can have ChatGPT. You can feed ChatGPT with what you want your post to be about.
Okay.
And then it can create that, go to another AI tool, and create blog posts, create a newsletter based on that information,
mm-hmm.
send that information out to your customers, and you will never even have to touch it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, so it can send the information out also.
Pretty much automate 99.9% of the tasks that you either want or you need for your business with AI tools. And that's
great.
Important that these conversations are being had because, you know, we have barriers as entrepreneurs, as marketers, as content creators. Sometimes we're like, oh, wow, what do I need to say? How can I say it? That's where AI comes into place. you can just give it one simple thought, and it'll come up with a host of content for you. It is really, really beneficial.
Okay. Wow, that sounds good. And I know our audience who's listening, I know they're intrigued, and this is something they may want to get into. But, you know, we're going to take a quick moment right now and recognize one of our sponsors. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe, with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. Well, back to Smart Money Moves, and with us today is Tiffany Gerard with Amazing Business Solutions, and she's talking about how artificial intelligence can help our businesses, particularly if you're a small business owner. And we talked about how it can remove certain barriers by putting different things in automation, certain routine activities that business owners have. You can set it up where AI can actually create your newsletter, create your letter, and actually send them out. So I think that's wonderful. Because I know myself, I need to get more into AI to help with my business. Now, let me ask you this. How can an entrepreneur with limited tech experience begin incorporating AI into their marketing strategy?
You know, Carrie, I would suggest to really just start small. Kind of go through some of the AI tools and see what tools require the lowest amount of cost, the lowest amount of setup. What I find as an AI consultant, and like I just mentioned, there's so many different tools out there. You have to just kind of focus and concentrate on the tools that you need and start small. Do not pay exorbitant fees. Sign up for the free trial. See if it works. Mm-hmm. And if it works, then you upgrade to more. And so, you know, a lot of these platforms, they are friendly. A lot of them are user-friendly. And they are designed for no coding and the non-tech people. However, if I would also suggest for them to find and locate maybe an AI consultant to kind of help them integrate and transition into the AI world. Seek out some AI people, then ask them questions about different tools that they use. Maybe even join some different type of AI groups. But you definitely want to start small. You want to start with a few AI tools so you can identify what it is that you need and just kind of build from there.
Now, would you say that ChatGPT would be one of those to start out small with, that particular app? Because I do have that.
Yes. So ChatGPT is just one of many. I know the Olympics are up, and I know Google Gemini is I've been seeing a lot of their ads out there. But, you know, ChatGPT was created specifically by OpenAI as a chat component. Mm-hmm. So you are going to get some really good conversations and output with ChatGPT. So I would say ChatGPT would be your first. And you can try the other ones. You can try Claude. You can try Google, Bard. And you can try Perplexity as well. But ChatGPT is my go-to.
Yeah, because I am familiar with that. Someone I work with in real estate told me about that one. And I think it was ChatGPT, I asked it to create, you know, I'm also in real estate, and I asked it to create, because I do seminars sometimes to talk about the steps to buying real estate, and I use the AI to create a book. Giving you all the steps for real estate, what to look for, the financing and everything. So I've at least done that, and I want to get into it a little bit more. But it is fascinating. It is something that I think a lot of our business owners, if they haven't already, should look into. Now, let me ask you this. Can AI in marketing help reduce costs for businesses? I think you might have touched on that a little bit, but what are the ways that costs can be reduced?
Oh, most definitely. When you talk about costs, just think about campaigns, automating repetitive tasks. That's one of the ways it can reduce your cost by putting your business and systems on automation, your customer service chatting, your email campaigns. all of those automations, they reduce the needs for, you know, like large amount of staff that you normally would have to pay to manage particular projects. You can actually use AI for those things. You use AI to lower kind of like your labor costs and increase your efficiency. You can use it for, you don't have to spend a lot of more money on advertising because now you can use AI systems that can target your advertising so you know where your money needs to be spent. So when it comes to these tools, there are definitely AI tools that can allow you to have significant cost savings.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Well, they can reach me. My website is TiffanyGConsulting.com. They can reach me by my website. I also run a Facebook group, and it's called the AI Experience 50 and Beyond. And I can be reached on LinkedIn at AIChick2023.
Okay, AI chick. Okay, that's, I like that. Now, going back to the way of reducing cost, I know nowadays a lot of people have virtual assistants. You know, a lot of times they're individuals that are outside the United States. They're very inexpensive. You know, and people that I've spoken with, it's like $5 an hour pretty much that you're paying these individuals. Would AI be a way of perhaps eliminating or reducing the use of a virtual assistant?
Most definitely. Most people use virtual assistants because they want somebody to take care of the repetitive tasks that they normally would have to do or some of the mundane tasks. That is where AI comes in. You have AI tools that can now automatically schedule your social media posts. So if you had to pay a virtual assistant to handle that, there are AI tools for that particular thing. So your social media automation, even for your design, you can now design in Canva. Canva has over, 500,000 templates that you can choose from to design now. So you actually don't have to outsource to a graphic designer. You can do a lot of your designs in Canva, and that is a great tool. So when it comes to a virtual assistant, AI is handling a lot of those tasks, content creation, posting, social media management, creating images, videos. You can now, you know, take one session and turn that into talking points, turn that into B-rolls using one AI tool and create content around it. So when it comes to AI, most definitely it can take the place of a virtual assistant.
Great, great. And I'm glad you mentioned Canva because I love Canva. They have so many beautiful templates. I use it for flyers, use it for newsletters. You know, it's really wonderful. And I know I'm glad you mentioned the whole social media thing because I do have, for my business, I have Facebook as well as Instagram. And I was doing pretty good with putting up posts, but now I've kind of slacked off. So I think knowing that you can use AI to automate your social media posts, I think is great because I think I'm going to have to start doing that because a lot of times, at least with real estate, if I have a listing, I'd like to post a flyer about just listed, just sold, an open house. You know, I'm doing an open house this weekend. I'd like to put something on there about that in my Instagram, my Facebook. So I can see how AI is very, very beneficial, how a lot of people who are in business would really benefit from using AI. It can eliminate the virtual assistant. Because like I say, I know people in business who do have those virtual assistants to make their phone calls, to create their flyers. So this is really great. Now, what are some simple AI tools or platforms you'd recommend for beginners in our audience? We have some people in our audience who've never thought about AI, never used it before. What are some simple tools or platforms you'd recommend?
Okay. Most definitely for social media automation, for automating your posts, I would definitely recommend Hootsuite or Buffer. Those are some excellent platforms. They're easy to use. low cost to automate your social media. When it comes to your email marketing, I would strongly suggest MailChimp.
Mm-hmm.
MailChimp is great for your customer retainment management, your CRM system, in order to capture email leads, in order to continue to send information and flyers out to your customers. I strongly advocate for Canva, once again, for flyers, logos, ebooks, anything that has to do with graphic design. Canva is an excellent tool. In addition to ChatGPT, those
mm-hmm.
work very well together. And Google Analytics. We need to start utilizing Google. Google is a free tool that is out there, and you can use Google Analytics to see where your website is kind of lacking, what you need to do to increase your traffic. So those are some AI tools that can kind of pinpoint where a problem is, kind of touch the problem, deal with it, put your business on social media on automation, and then
mm-hmm.
you can work on something else.
Now, you mentioned MailChimp. I actually use Constant Contact. Can I use Constant Contact in the same way that you describe MailChimp?
Yes. Constant Contact is one of the good things about these AI tools. They allow for a lot of different integrations with programs that we are already using. So if you were to use a Buffer or a Hootsuite, yes, it integrates with Constant Contact. It integrates with MailChimp. It integrates with a lot of these different platforms. So, yes, that's one of the best benefits of the AI tools. They can integrate with a lot of different other platforms.
Okay, and you mentioned, is it Hootsuite? Is that how you pronounce it, or Zoot? Hootsuite?
Yes, Hootsuite.
Explain Hoot with an H?
Yes, H-O-O-T.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. Explain that. What exactly is that now, Hootsuite?
It's a social media automation tool. So you can set up your content month, 2 months on end. So instead of just posting every day, you can actually go to Hootsuite and tell Hootsuite, I want to post not only to TikTok, LinkedIn, and Facebook. This is the post. Schedule the post for today, tomorrow, the next week, and leave it alone, and you can go work on something else.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, this is really valuable information. Now, how do you see AI evolving in the market industry over the next 5 years?
I actually see it booming. I mean, the technology is moving so fast. 2 years ago, it may have only been 5,000 AI tools, and like I mentioned, it's 14,000 now. But over the next 5 years, AI, it is expected to become more integrated in everyday tasks, not just marketing, but everything. More than likely, AI will make the customer experience more personalized because now you know exactly what your customers need and what your customers want. It's just going to be so many different more advances when it comes to video, when it comes to texting. They now have AI tools that you can utilize as a call center. So within the next 5 years, the technology is only going to get better and faster and quicker.
So you said you can utilize tools as a call center? What do you mean?
Yes, there is a there's an AI tool that is called Bland, and that is effectively an AI tool for a call center. So
Bland or Gland? Bland
with a B, yes.
Okay.
And I go over this in my AI tools for class because there's so many different tools that's out there that can do so many wonderful things. And sometimes as a business, you really don't know what you need until you hear it.
Right.
But there is a tool that pretty much duplicates a call center that you can just integrate immediately.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what advice would you give to women entrepreneurs who are curious but hesitant about using AI in their businesses?
I strongly would tell them to embrace the technology. Learn the technology. Start with the basics. There are a lot of online resources. There are a lot of different communities popping up that are tailored to women. Join some clubs. Seek out support systems. You know, when it comes to AI, it's not a large, huge overhaul. it actually can be gradually implemented. Start with one tool at a time, whether it's email, whether it's marketing, even if it's just talking to ChatGPT to find out what ChatGPT can do. You want to start with a tool just to see and just to start learning, just so you can start moving ahead and build on that particular knowledge. And subscribe, you know, subscribe to YouTube channels. Subscribe to my Facebook group so you can get acclimated and you'll get updated on the latest tools.
Okay. Now, again, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, because this is some really valuable information.
Sure. I strongly encourage everyone to follow me on Facebook at The AI Experience 50 and Beyond. And I say 50 and Beyond because I try and be a transformative agent when it comes to technology. I want to be able to interpret the terms that are being used in a language that we are able to understand. When I first got into AI, I was like, what is this word? What is this word? To come and find out, it was just a basic and generic term that we all use. So I make it my business to translate AI into a language that we all can understand so we can get this technology.
Okay,
so,
great. Now,
So yes, my Facebook is The AI Experience 50 and Beyond.
Great, great. Now, do you have any news or anything you're into now, some accomplishments? Let us know about those.
Sure. So every Wednesday, I invite everybody. I teach a intro to artificial intelligence class through MyTech Academy. They can sign up at mytechacademy.net. It's very interactive. Its introduction is a basic class, but it's so engaging, and people love it. So I invite everyone to register for the Intro to AI class. And also, I have three upcoming classes coming. I have a AI Tools for Business class in which we go over everything to get your business started using AI. I talk about the website, the landing pages, Canva. I do a digital design in Canva class in which we deep dive into Canva, showing you how to do different elements, create your QR codes, how to do bulk posting on your social media. So you can go into Canva, create 30 days worth of advertisements, and post that as well. So then you have to look at Canva again. and also a ChatGPT for business and personal use. Not only are we utilizing ChatGPT in business, but it's important that you know how to use ChatGPT in your personal life. For me, it was creating a meal plan for my elderly mom. For me, it was using ChatGPT to help me create a tutoring plan for my son. You know, so it's also not only just for business, but I show how to use ChatGPT for personal. How about take a picture of what is in your refrigerator and tell ChatGPT, and ChatGPT can tell you what you can cook? It was a game changer.
Oh, my goodness. I got to try that. Now, briefly, you have a grant writing course?
I do. So I have an AI for grant writing course that will be coming up. The class is scheduled for August the 25th, 2024. And for your readers, for anybody that signs up, they can use this discount code RADIO, and they can get in for a special price. But during this class, I show them how to research the grants using AI, how to locate the grants using AI, how to apply for the grants using AI. You know, using AI can save you up to 75 manual hours of grant time. So come to class, and we will go over all of that.
Wow, great. Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. And that's our show for today, and I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Tiffany Gerard for being our special guest, and a special thanks to all of our listeners both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. After our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio on all subscription podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We are expanding quickly to a daily radio show and podcast. So for now, we'll be back again for another live Women Lead radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.